Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Okay, we were talking about the billions flowing into the national coffers from corporation tax on the show yesterday. For the first 11 months of the year, corporation tax receipts were up almost 15% to 29.4 billion euro. That's according to the latest Exchequer returns. 10 billion in corporation tax was collected in November alone, which was 2.7 billion more than in the same month in 2024. And a big chunk of that came from the pharma sector, those giant companies that make some of the world's best known drugs. John Isle is deputy business editor of the Sunday Times, and he joins me on the line now. John, those figures are just mind boggling, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are. And it should come as no surprise to anybody that pharma is such an important sector to the Irish economy. Very big in Cork, where a lot of the drugs are manufactured, but other places around the country too, like Westmeath County, Mayo, where Botox is manufactured. In fact, about three quarters of the world's Botox comes from County Mayo, which is something not many people might know. And these are high-value products that are shipped all over the world, especially to the world's largest market in the United States. And they make a lot of money for Ireland, not just in terms of salaries and profits, but also in terms of corporation tax that flows back to the exchequer.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned, we were talking about Mounjaro earlier on in the show today. That is one of the biggies now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And Ireland really has a long history with blockbuster drugs. Mounjaro is just the latest. It's now the best-selling drug in the world. It's ahead of similar type drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic, which people might know. There's a big celebrity marketing campaign behind it in the United States. And in fact, sales in the first 9 months of the year reached $19 billion. It's just incredible, the degree to which these drugs are being adopted worldwide. And in fact, analysts estimate that weight loss drugs in general, so that's the ones I've just mentioned, including Mounjaro, will be a $62 billion a year market by 2030 and growing even further in the years beyond that. Mounjaro has a patent until 2036, so it will also be highly profitable in that time. And the main ingredient comes from Ireland. And we can see in our export figures, the first quarter of the year, in anticipation of tariffs being imposed on goods coming into the United States, there was a massive escalation in shipments out of Ireland from the pharma sector, which has really juiced the corporate tax profits, the corporate profits that are taxed by the revenue here in Ireland. So it's actually been a very good year for the pharma sector here.
Yeah, I was looking, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council was obviously out on our reliance on corporate tax recently. They're saying that half of the 71 billion euro surge in pharmaceutical exports to the US this year was attributable to Eli Lilly, which makes Mounjaro.
That's right. That was they deduced that, in fact, by looking at where the exports were going. They did a very interesting piece of work, an analytical note at the beginning of November. And what they found was that about half of the exports were going to one destination in the United States, Indiana, which is where Eli Lilly is headquartered. And so the ingredient was being manufactured here, sent over to the United States to make the finished product and then sold worldwide. And so there's a very good chance that 2025 will go down as a record year for corporation tax derived from pharma. 2021 was previously, there was $5.5 billion collected from the pharma sector, and that was mainly around COVID drugs. That's dropped off somewhat to last year was $4.1 billion. But there's a chance that it will go much higher because the export surge has basically doubled the amount of drugs leaving this country for other destinations, mainly the United States.
The issue, though, is, and the issue that the Fiscal Advisory Council were concerned about, is that a very small number of drugs are responsible for such a huge amount of these corporate taxes that we are now, the corporation taxes that we rely on now so much.
Absolutely. There is a significant concentration risk there in that there are just a handful of these big blockbuster drugs that we rely on for those corporate taxes. There are some other issues too. You know, with when the patents run off, obviously those drugs become less profitable. And then what they call the composition mix of drugs that are leaving the country. So right now it's Mounjaro, but if we don't have one of those blockbusters and maybe it's more generic drugs or other more niche drugs that don't sell as much, that can really make the profits of that sector very volatile. So the hope, obviously, is that the manufacturing facilities here win the contracts to produce the ingredients or the finished products of those drugs that are, you know, selling really well. And in the past, those would have been drugs like Viagra or Lipitor, which is the anti-cholesterol drug. Other ones like that have done very well for Ireland in the past. So the hope is that we can continue catching waves like that as these sort of new drug classes are developed, that they'll continue to be manufactured here.
Yes, because as you say, Viagra's patent actually expired in 2020, but we're still making a lot of the ingredients for it.
Yeah, completely. And they're being manufactured, obviously, on a generic basis. Now, the sales of Viagra have fallen quite a lot. And, you know, Pfizer is relying on other drugs to make up for those profits. But the Fiscal Advisory Council is pointing out, not unlike the problem with our corporation tax in general, that it relies on about 10 large American companies that are producing a huge amount of those taxes, that even within that composition, a very small number of large pharmaceutical firms producing a small number of very profitable drugs are contributing disproportionately to our corporate tax base.
Yeah, it's not difficult to see why that should be a very worrying scenario, is it, John?
Well, on the one hand, like in the short term, it's actually very good news because Mounjaro will be around for the next decade, and as long as it's manufactured here, we'll benefit from that. And even now, we've had to increase our baseline tax rate from 12.5% to 15%. So even the Fiscal Advisory Council is saying, you know, next year corporate taxes are almost certain to continue rising. So in the short term, we're quite steady. The issue is, as we go on, we get into the 5 or the 10-year range, if we haven't diversified those sources of corporate tax, we're effectively relying on private companies to come up with a kind of a new whiz-bang treatment that they manufacture here to keep our economy and spending afloat.
Okay, many thanks for that. That's John Isle there, Deputy Business Editor of the Sunday Times.